Good afternoon, friends. My name is Tony Miano from Faith Community Church. I'm here with my friend Peter and Brad and Nathan and Bill, representing different churches. We're here to share with you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved but Jesus Christ. There is salvation in no other. There's no salvation in any kind of ism, whether Mormonism or Judaism or Catholicism or atheism. There is no salvation in any ism. There is salvation only in Jesus Christ and Him alone. And many people have some strange ideas about who Jesus was and is. One of those strange beliefs is that Jesus only talked about love. That Jesus never had a difficult or harsh word to say. But the Word of God testifies to the contrary. All religions made by men are false. There's truth in only Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Him." Many people say that they're in a search for truth while denying Christ, and in doing so, they make themselves out to be liars. For there is no truth apart from God. There is no truth apart from the Son of God, Jesus Christ the Lord. In fact, you cannot know truth apart from faith in Jesus Christ. You cannot know truth apart from the belief in God. And every person knows that God exists. Those who deny it merely suppress the truth by their unrighteousness. There are no atheists. There are no skeptics. There are no agnostics. There are only people who deny the truth they already know. That God is, that He has written a law in their heart, and that they will one day stand before Him to give an account. I'm going to be reading out of John chapter 8, beginning in verse 12. The Word of God tells us this. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but I will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I am the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said to him, "Will he kill himself, since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come?'" He said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." The Word of God is true, my friends. And what Jesus said here is very profound. He said, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Jesus is making it very clear that unless people believe that He is God, they will die in their sins. So my friends, if you believe any of the false religions of the world, you will die in your sins. If you believe that Islam is true and deny the Christ, you will die in your sins. If you believe Mormonism is true and deny the Christ, you will die in your sins. If you follow the religion of the Watchtower Society, Jehovah's Witnesses, you will die in your sin because they deny Christ. If you follow the works righteousness religion of Catholicism, you will die in your sins because they deny the grace of God alone through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Jesus himself said, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Everybody wants to make Jesus out to be some blonde-haired, blue-eyed surfer boy with a limp wrist and a lisp in his voice. That was not Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus looked like a Jew because he was a Jew. Jesus wasn't blonde-haired and blue-eyed. He had a dark complexion. He had ruddy skin. He had tough hands. He was a carpenter by trade. He walked barefoot from place to place. He wasn't this namby-pamby, manicured-looking Jesus you see on posters and in pictures and in murals and things like that. He was a man. He was a rugged man. And he was and is the Son of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. And what he said was true. He didn't say, love, 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 all you need is love. He said, unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. It can't be clearer than that. Some might say, well, that's your interpretation. All I did was read the verse. Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. If you deny Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the preeminent one, who was with the Father, all things were created with him and by him and through him. Nothing came into being that he did not create. If you deny that Jesus is the Christ, you will die in your sins. So do away with this silly thinking that you're a good person and God is going to let you into heaven because you think you're good. It doesn't matter how benevolent you are. It doesn't matter how kind or loving you are. It doesn't matter how much you give to a church. It doesn't matter how much you give to the poor. If you deny that Jesus is the Christ, you will die in your sin. But Jesus came to set sinners free. In fact, Jesus said, I did not come to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved through me. Salvation is only by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And it doesn't matter whether or not you like it. It doesn't matter if you believe it. God will not negotiate with you. God does not negotiate with sinners. God is holy. God is righteous. God is just. God is good. And anybody who thinks that they will determine who God is and what God does is like a foolish man who goes into a courtroom, having been found guilty of breaking the law, points at the judge and says, Your Honor, I'm going to put you on trial now. Yep, you found me guilty. Yep, you're going to send me to prison. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you what I think of you. So I want you to take off your robe. I want you to step down from your bench because I am going to interrogate you. And I am going to find you guilty, God. And I am going to sentence you. How do you think that would work out for you in the courtroom? Not so good. Only a foolish person believes that on their day when they stand before God, that they will judge God. Only a foolish person believes that when they stand before God, they will somehow argue a case for their own goodness when they have already been found guilty of breaking God's law. God bless you, sir. Have a good day. Thank you. No, my friends, you must come to God on His terms. God is just. God is holy. God is righteous. God is good. And He will punish sin. And if you deny that Jesus is the Christ, the punishment awaiting you is eternity in hell. Now, I don't want that for you. I do not want you to go to hell. I do not want you to perish in your sin. I can't stop it. I'm not God. There's only one lawgiver and judge. There's only one who's able to save and destroy. It's not you. It's not me. It's not popes or priests or imams or prophets. It's God. And God alone. The Word of God says it's appointed once for a person to die, and then after that comes the judgment. And if God finds you guilty of denying His Son, the punishment will be eternity in hell. And that same Christ, that same Lord, that same Savior, that same Jesus who said, unless you believe I am He, you will perish in your sin, also said as He died on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Jesus said, greater love is no one than this, than he who lays down his life for his friends. But Jesus did not only lay down his life for his friends, he laid down his life for his enemies. He laid down his life for those who demanded his death. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But the forgiveness of God is not arbitrary. The forgiveness of God is not capricious. The forgiveness of God cannot be bought and sold with a common bribe. God is holy. The same God who is angry with the wicked every day, the same God whose wrath abides upon the ungodly, the same God who will judge the world in righteousness, is the same God who is loving and merciful and kind. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. And the one who said that was the God-man who came to shed His innocent blood for sinners like you and me. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. Unlike you and me, my friends, He never once violated the law of God. He could not. He was and He is the Son of God. He was and He is the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He knew no sin. He lived the perfect life that you and I have already failed to live 1,000 times over. And about 33 years into that earthly existence, He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death He did not deserve. The Word of God says that He was so badly mutilated that they could barely recognize Him as human. He did not die on the cross for His sins. He died on the cross to take upon Himself the punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against God. God the Father made Him, God the Son, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf so that through Him we might receive the righteousness of God. And then 3 days later, after He died that horrible death on the cross, He rose from the grave. And He is alive today. And He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of you this day, if He allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike, what God commands of you this day, my friends, is that you repent, that you turn from your sin, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He will take your heart of stone, and He will give you a heart of flesh. You will begin to love the things that God loves. You'll begin to hate the things that God hates. And when you sin against Him, you will no longer presume upon His forgiveness as if it's something you deserve, as if it's something you've earned. You will run to Him for grace and mercy with the confident assurance you will receive it, not on the basis of anything you have done in righteousness, but based entirely on God's mercy, based entirely on the love and grace and benevolence of Almighty God. Based on the sacrificial death and the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ the Lord. And the Jesus who said, who cried out to God the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, is the same one who said to the people of his day, if you do not believe that I am he, you will perish in your sin. So turn your hard heart away from your sin. Turn from your sin and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And He will take your heart of stone, and He will give you a heart of flesh, and He will forgive your sin, and His grace will be upon you forever and ever and ever. And you will one day be with Him in heaven, where there is no crying, where there is no mourning, where there is no sorrow, where there is no sickness, where there is no death, where there is no sin. And if you reject Christ, ultimately you are a fool. For Jesus Himself has warned you in His Word, if you do not believe that I am He, you will perish in your sin. So turn from your sin. Turn from your false ism, whether it's Judaism or atheism or Catholicism or Buddhism or Hinduism or Mormonism. Whatever ism you have chosen to worship that is false in the eyes of God, turn from your sin. Believe that Christ is He, so you will not perish on that great and terrible day. Turn from your sin and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And He will forgive you. Right now, you may be taking it for granted because He allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike. But make no mistake, my friends, you will stand before Him one day in judgment. And if you have denied that Jesus Christ is He, if you have denied that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, if you have denied that Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life, if you have denied that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, if you have denied that Jesus is He, you will perish in your sin. So come to your senses, my friends. Turn from your sin. And by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time. And thank you for listening.